What's going on, Christchurch family and friends? Welcome to our online experience. Thank you guys for taking the time to hang out with us, to worship with us. It's an honor and a privilege to serve you guys on a weekly basis. My name is Jovan. I'm the student pastor here at Christchurch. Speaking of our students, man, they are hungry and they are excited to get back with one another again. It's been a while and they're like, listen, when are we doing this? Guess what? We're gonna be thinking of those days. Those dates are gonna be coming up very, very soon. We're gonna be reuniting our students and our leaders. We're gonna be back worshiping with one another. Be on the lookout for those dates. Hey guys, thank you for your generosity. Man, I can't tell you how grateful I am to be a part of a church that serves the way that you guys do. It's because of your generosity, we are able to bless, we are able to do the things God has called us to do in the season that we are currently in. There are two ways to give. You can either give through our Christchurch Ohio app, or you can give through our ChristchurchOhio.org. That is our website. You can give in that type of way. Guys, we're about to jump right into the worship experience. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys very, very soon.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Spirit would whisper to our souls. I pray that we would give up on trying to justify ourselves. And we would let go of the impulse to prove that we're right. And we would find peace by being justified through Jesus Christ. Grant us this for your own great namesake. Amen. As America has struggled this week, I've listened to many arguments that make me ask the question, does violence justify violence? Does the violent death of George Floyd justify the violent death of others and the violent destruction of property and the burning and the looting? I might ask the same question in a different way. Does hatred justify hatred? If one person hates, does that justify the hatred of others? Or did Christ teach us something very different? Did Christ say, I have a better way? I have been asking myself lately, why is it so important for us to prove we're right? What's happening in human nature, what has always happened in human nature, that we're willing to sacrifice relationships, justice, well-being to satisfy this inordinate need to be right? You see, all of this affects our capacity to experience peace. The apostle wrote in Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The important word here is justified, justification. What does that word mean? It means to show or prove to be right, or to show a lawful reason for an act to be done. So Paul is saying, we have been proven to be right by faith in Jesus Christ. We don't have to justify ourselves because we can't. Christ created the legal reason for me to be right with God. So we all have to ask ourselves, how do we hope to be justified? Are you caught in the trap of self-justification? Do you feel the need again and again to prove that you're right? Or have you felt a different inclination in your heart that is saying to you, you put your faith in Christ and let Christ decide if you're right or not? See, justification by faith means I look to Jesus Christ and accept his judgment whether I'm right or not, whether I'm just or not. I'm not justifying myself by what others do or don't do. I'm not trying to justify myself by another argument. I've come to a point where I say to Christ, I confess to you that I am not as good as I should be. I confess that I've made bad mistakes. I confess that I've treated you wrong and I've treated people wrong. And I'm sorry. And I accept the grace of Jesus Christ to cleanse me from the wrong that I've done. I'm yielding to your evaluation of my life. I'm not trying to prove any longer that I'm good enough. I'm yielding to faith in what Christ has done to make me right. You see, peace with God through Jesus Christ is the foundation of all peace. Let's remember our definition of peace. It's the condition of tranquility and quiet. So if I read this verse this way, Christ is the legal reason I am acceptable to God, and because Christ declares me acceptable with God, I have tranquility with God. My heart is not anxious in the presence of the Lord. I have peace. Another definition for peace is freedom from anxiety and oppressive thoughts and feelings. Because I am justified by faith, that means my faith in Jesus Christ affects my thoughts and feelings. I am at peace with God rather than in anxiety and fear. Another definition for peace is harmony in personal relationships. I have a harmony of soul and purpose with God because Christ is declaring to the Father that I am right. We said that spiritual peace is an inner calm and harmony created by the presence of divine peace in the souls of those who believe in Christ. Therefore, because Christ has declared me to be right, I am in a state of harmony with God. And if I'm in a state of harmony with God, it makes it possible for me to try harder and be more effective to be in harmony and tranquility and calm with other people. The apostle went on to say in verse 2, through him we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Peace through faith connects us daily to the grace that we need to live by. Peace through Jesus Christ makes it easier for us to live in the grace of Christ because we are experiencing harmony with God and not conflict. The New Testament loves to put the words grace and peace together. In many of Paul's letters, he begins his letter by saying, like Galatians 1:3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 1:4, to Titus, my true child in the common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. The Apostle Peter put these two together in 2 Peter 1:2. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So when the New Testament puts grace and peace together, they also put it together with our relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Because Christ justifies me to the Father, I'm living in a state of grace and peace with God. And in fact, Peter said, this can even be multiplied. I can have greater peace. I can have greater grace by knowing God better and better. I am suggesting that this week you make a connection in your life with Christ, the kind of connection that raises your sense of tranquility and calm and makes you believe more and more that Christ really wants to treat you better than what you deserve. You make a connection with Christ that lowers your anxiety and raises your sense of the goodness of God. And because you feel at peace with God, and because you are looking for His grace in your life, you become a different kind of person than the people around you. The answer to a broken world is not more self-justification. The answer to a broken world is not more violence and hatred. The answer to a broken world is not another argument why I'm right. The answer to a broken world is followers of Jesus Christ who have an inner sense that I have been declared right by Christ. And that gives me peace with God. And peace with God makes it possible for me to receive more grace. And as I have peace and grace, and I share peace and grace, the world changes around me. And then the Apostle Paul ended this thought by saying, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You see, grace and peace strengthen our hope. My hope is not in proving that I'm right. My hope is not in convincing someone else that I'm right. My hope is not in a list of actions that I'm going to point to and say, this proves I'm right. My hope is in Jesus Christ, who says, I am giving you my righteousness, and I'm declaring to God the Father that you're right. You don't have to justify yourself. And since I'm not trying to justify myself, I have a different source of hope. My hope is not in what I do and say. My hope is in Christ, who promises me that I will share in the glory of God. When I'm consistently trying to justify myself, I lose hope. And when I lose hope, I lose my sense of peace. When I'm consistently trying to justify myself, I lose my awareness of the essential dignity of God, the glory of God. I can't access the glory of God when I'm only focused on myself, my own thoughts, my own feelings, me proving one more time that I'm good enough. When my mind passes from that to justification by faith in Christ, then it's easier for me to start saying there's something about the essential dignity of God that Christ shares with me when he shares with me justification. There's something about the essential dignity of God that Christ shares with me when he grants me peace. There's something about the essential dignity of God that Christ shares with me when he gives me grace. And because I'm sharing in the essential dignity of God, I can't be a source of the goodness of God in a broken culture. I can share something with my culture that they can't get any other way other than by someone who has felt the justifying grace of Jesus Christ, and it has created peace within them, and now they are sharing that peace with Jesus Christ. Church, I'm asking you this morning to consider, maybe it's time to let go of one more argument on why you're right. And maybe it's time to turn your heart and your thoughts to faith in Jesus Christ, who promises to justify you, give you peace and grace, and grant you the hope that only comes by sharing the essential dignity of God. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for the work of Jesus Christ. I pray that your Spirit would cause this rather difficult idea to resonate in our hearts and our minds. I pray that we would stop trying to prove ourselves, and instead we would put our whole trust in Christ. I pray that as we trust in you, you would make us right, acceptable, justified in the presence of God, and we could sense that peace. We could draw on your grace, and we'd be people of rare hope. I ask this for your namesake. Amen.
Hey guys, thank you guys for joining us. We pray that you guys were blessed by what you just experienced. We'll see you guys next week.